This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudil administers oath of office and secrecy to five ambassadors designate to various countries. Government issues three-point travel advisory for Nepalese travelling to four countries in East Asia. Health Ministry forms task force to make necessary preparations on opening hospitals run by security bodies to general people, and Israel confirms it killed Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudil administered the oath of office and secrecy to the newly appointed ambassadors of Nepal to various countries yesterday. According to the Office of the President, Ambassador Designate to the Russian Federation, Jang Bahadur Chauhan, to the United Kingdom, Chandra Kumar Ghimire, to Spain, Sunil Nepal, to Republic of Korea, Dr. Sibamaya Tumbahampe, and to the Republic of India, Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma took the oath of office and secrecy before the President amidst a ceremony organized at the Office of the President at Sitl Nivas. High-ranking officials of the Government of Nepal were also present on the occasion. The government has issued a three-point travel advisory for Nepali citizens planning to travel to Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia and Laos. Issuing a travel advisory, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs urged Nepali citizens to adopt precautions while travelling to the countries for foreign employment purposes. The ministry highlighted that lately it has been reported that racketeers involved in human trafficking and other criminal activities have been forcing Nepali nationals into illegal activities in these countries on the temptation of attractive salaries. Furthermore, the ministry has also asked the concern to conduct due diligence before accepting the employment offer. Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut has said that the Government Attorney Office is the backbone of the criminal justice system. At a program organized on the occasion of the 74th Establishment Day of the Attorney General yesterday, Chief Justice Raut pointed out the need to develop the capacity and professionalism of prosecutors to make criminal justice administration effective. On the occasion, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Ajay Kumar Chaudhrasia, said the government was always ready to amend laws and to correct weaknesses to provide justice to the people in an easy and smooth manner. Likewise, Chairperson of the Public Service Commission, Madhav Prasad Regmi, the President of the Nepal Bar Association, Gopal Krishna Ghimire, and former Attorney General Dr. Dinmani Pokharel stressed proper investigation and prosecution to improve the criminal justice system. A task force has been formed to make necessary preparations with the objective of providing services even to the general people in the hospitals operated by the Nepali Army, Armed Police Force and Nepal Police. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil formed a task force under the leadership of Additional Secretary Dr. Tonka Barakoti to make arrangements to provide health services even to the general people in the hospitals run by security bodies. A cabinet meeting held on the 17th of May had decided to open these hospitals for the general people. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudil has pledged to ensure free medicines and quality health care for patients of sickle cell anemia. Inaugurating an advanced operation theatre at Bheri Hospital in Nepalganj yesterday, Minister Paudil said all possible measures will be taken to guarantee quality care for patients of sickle cell and thalassemia and announced that a dedicated ward would be established in provincial hospitals of all seven provinces for such patients. The 98th meeting of the Kathmandu University KU Assembly formed a seven-member facilitation committee under the leadership of National Planning Commission member Geeta Kumari Pautial to prepare a proposal to resolve problems between KU and Dholikhel Hospital. The meeting, held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers under the chairmanship of the Chancellor of KU, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, yesterday authorized the committee to submit the proposal in the Senate meeting scheduled for January 17th. By doing necessary homework and holding discussions with bodies concerned. Dispute arose after the hospital expressed dissatisfaction, citing the university unilaterally decided against financial and employee regulations. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has directed officials to work by preparing a plan of action within 15 days after identifying the key challenges at the Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA. At the meeting with the officials of the TIA and other agencies yesterday, Minister Pandey said the airport officials and stakeholders to facilitate everything, ensuring that the tourists won't have to face any difficulties. Minister Pandey said all should work responsibly to disseminate positive messages since the international airport has a first impression of the country. The Ministry of Home Affairs and the Mental Health Department of Kathmandu University, KU, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on study and research on mental health-related topics. Head of the Ministry's Disaster Division, Dr. Tokraj Pandey, and the head of KU's Department of Mental Health, Dr. Deepak Kumar, yesterday signed the MOU on behalf of their respective departments. On the occasion, Minister for Home Affairs, Ramesh Lekhak, said the KU shall carry out a study and research on the reasons and causes of suicides and ways of diagnosing them. He also directed the bodies concerned to make a periodic evaluation every 3 months on the minimization of suicide. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arju Rana Deoba returned home concluding her visit to Europe and India. Talking to media persons at Tribhuvan International Airport upon arrival last evening, Dr. Rana shared that she held crucial meetings in Europe. Responding to a query of journalist, Minister Dr. Rana said that her visit to India was to attend the economic conference and for the follow-up of her healthcare and shared that no political meeting and talk was held. The Federal Parliament Secretariat has said the member of the House of Representatives elected from Chitwan Constituency 2, Ravi Lamisani, has been suspended from the post automatically. A notice issued yesterday by the Federal Parliament General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey reads that Lamisani was automatically suspended as per the Section 27 of the Money Laundering Prevention Act 2064. Writing to Speaker, District Police Office Kaski on Sunday had informed that the case of money laundering filed against Lamisani at the district court. Meanwhile, Deputy Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Dol Prasad Arial, has been assigned as Acting Chairperson of the party. A secretariat meeting of the party decided in this regard. Now on to some international news updates. Israel's defense minister has, for the first time, acknowledged that Israel killed Hamas's political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran in July. Haniyeh was killed in a building where he was staying in the Iranian capital in an attack widely attributed to Israel. After his assassination, Hamas named Yahya Sinwar as its leader in Gaza and one of the chief architects of this October 7 attacks as the group's overall leader. Sinwar was also killed by the Israeli military in the chance encounter in Gaza in October, and the group is still in process of choosing a new leader. Separately, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said some progress has been made towards agreeing a ceasefire in Gaza with Hamas, but he could not give a timeline for when a deal would be reached. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashim province and at one or two places of the Madhes and Bagmati province today. There are chances of light to moderate snowfall at many places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashim province and at some places of the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Bagmati province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was recorded as 4.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was recorded as 17.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Paudel administers oath of office and secrecy to five ambassadors designate to various countries. Government issues three-point travel advisory for Nepalese traveling to four countries in East Asia. Health Ministry forms task force to make necessary preparations on opening hospitals run by security bodies to general people, and Israel confirms it killed Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.